Okay, so welcome back, and now what we're going to do is that we're just going to discuss about the collections. So working with collection in PowerSQL is quite straightforward. For example, if I just go here and just come up with 2 to 3 collections here. So for that, what I'm going to do is that let's create a collection of numbers. So any MS nums is equal to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. There you go, so this is a collection of numbers. And for example, if I just want to create a collection of strings, so I can simply can do that, str strings is equal to hi I and maybe m or a PowerShell expert or whatever is that. But for example, if I just want to create a collection of floats, so I can also create that. Floats is equal to, let's use capability of mathematics. Just a second. Mat and pi with now mat and value of e. And that's fine. So we have two of these things. And now let's create a collection of processes, or to create a collection of processes, I would say we add a CS processes is equal to get dash process. There you go. So I'll simply hit a breakpoint here, and there you go. So number one is collection of numbers. So there you go, you're able to see the 5 objects in here and 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Next is a collection of strings. So hi, I am a PowerShell expert. Not here available a PowerShell expert, but available till hi, I am a. And next, you can write anything, but the next thing here is the I would say the collection of floats. So in the collection of float, you'll be able to see the pi and the value of e. And that's all. So that's how you simply create the collections. For example, if I want to play more with an array, so how would I do that? So array is itself a collection. Array is equal to, this time I'm using this kind of stuff. And I can use a unary operator to just type in my numbers 1, 2, 3, 4. And now what I'm going to do is that I want to use some methods of an array or a collection. So to do that, I would say array dot rank. It would just get me the rank of the array, and then I just want to get array. And I just almost forgot the dollar sign. Array dot length. And let's try it. And there you go. And now there is an array. So the rank is 1 and the length is 4. And you can apply more or less all of the methods available for that kind of collection. And that's all for the collections in PowerShell. And next time when we meet online in our next video, we're just going to discuss about empty sets and how we can work with empty sets in PowerShell. Till then, take care, practice it as much as you can, and do use Visual Studio Code for some amazing experience of PowerShell coding or scripting. And take care.